So as I mentioned there, Ali did choose all the parts of the service, all of the songs and the scripture. And one of the reasons that we asked her to do that is because this is her service. This is her time to process through what is happening and to help us know her just a little bit more. And so one of Allie's favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, and it reads like this: "Trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to God, and God will make your paths straight." These are, I think, so beautiful and such appropriate words for us to reflect upon as we think about Allie's time here with us over these past 3 years. They are strong words, like Allie. They are supportive words, like Allie. And for those of us who know Allie, they are God's way of reminding us that in all times of our lives and in the times of serving, and in the times of being served, in the times of celebration and the times of pain, in the times of birth and in the times of death, and in the times of arriving and in the times of leaving, our trust simply must always be in God. It must always remain in the love of God. And we know and live by the words from Ecclesiastes: to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And today is a time for goodbyes. And Joyce Rupp, in her book, Praying Our Goodbyes, points out that goodbyes are a basic element of the human condition. And so she asks a poignant question in the introduction to her book. Who of us has not said farewell to someone and felt a great heartache and a deep sadness, wanting to stop the process and wondering when the ache would ever leave? She then goes on a little later to give the original meaning of the word goodbye. She writes that the word goodbye originally meant, "God be with ye." And my God, how far we have come from that when we say goodbye to people. I could easily say bye-bye, or catch you later, or see ya, or so long. In a weird day, I might even say toodaloo to you. Or bye-bye if you're in my space. Laters, peace out, because that's kind of like what you like to do. Keep it real. Take it easy. I don't know about you all, but I don't know how many people you've ever heard yell out, "God be with ye," as they're about to leave. And yet that's the original meaning. And it is such a critical part of the word goodbye. And so I'm bringing it back here for today, because in our goodbyes to Allie today, in our God be with ye's, we all must recognize the part that God has played in getting us to this point. This point that began on October 23rd, 2018, at 10 a.m. And here's the setup. We had, Paul and I, talked about the importance of becoming a teaching church and presenting it to all of you, as Paul reflected on. And you know me, you know, so it's not a surprise that I was like, "This, you know, we need to do this." And in my mind, I'm thinking, it'll be okay. I know they have to leave in 3 years, because I won't really like them that much. My job won't be to like them. My job will be to teach them and to mentor them, and it'll be okay. And that lasted till 10:01 a.m. on October 23rd, when she looked at us and said, "Hi, I'm Allie Hillman." And just so darn cute. And so we knew, both Paul and I, immediately, we looked at each other and we knew that God had a hand in bringing this young, energetic, enthusiastic, faithful, open slate of a young seminarian to us. As a matter of fact, before the interview was even over, we offered her the position. I feel like she could have run away going, whoa, people, simmer down a little bit. But she didn't. She embraced us as much as we embraced her, and that, the rest of the story, you know. She brought us new ideas. I'd like to thank her for three of them. Enneagrams, labyrinths, and Stations of the Cross. All of those three were Allie's ideas. All three of them, she was very sick when they were supposed to happen, so all three of them I got to do for her. That was just in her first year. But I loved every minute of it. I loved hearing what she had in mind. I loved working with her to bring this to fruition, even if she couldn't be there. She brought about to us, to me and to Paul and to all of us, new ways of thinking about neurodiversity and mental health. She baked us communion bread. That job is now available. Yeah, I did buy, we did have a bread machine that we just passed off. She recommended and read books with us. She performed weddings. She participated in funerals, probably the most devastating funeral that hopefully you will ever have to participate in. She provided pastoral coverage for Paul and I when we were on vacation. She led men's and women's groups. She was a mentor and a friend to Julie. She led middle school and high school youth groups, taught church school, assisted with confirmation, went on mission trips, participated in the boards that recognized her contributions earlier. She wrote countless prayers, preached sermons, led us in prayer in just our general life. She was part of every committee that we have at SCC, from fellowship to buildings and grounds to stewardship and beyond. She covered in the main office. She could often be found helping Sydney. I do have a vision of her with a plunger at one point. She attended weekly meetings with Paul and I to talk about ministry and what was going on in the day-to-day of her ministry and how that would affect what she would want to do. She immersed herself in everything SCC. She took that job description idea of what a seminarian we wanted to have in SCC, and she blew it out of the water. We love you for every single minute of that. So from Paul and Julie and myself to Pam, Alyssa, Jackson, Barbara, Susan, Sally, Sydney, Tim, Elaine, Marnie, Philip, and our oldest, from our oldest member to our youngest child, and each one of us in between, Allie has had an impact on our lives, an impact that carried with it always the loving touch of God. So yes, God was most definitely with us in that initial hello. And now we recognize that God is also a significant part of the going, of the goodbye. And as God's time tends to do, despite our best efforts, it continues to move forward, and it requires us to move with it. And so in God's time, we now find ourselves in the process of goodbye, a process that, try as we might, or wish as we might, cannot be stopped. And here are my words to myself as well as you. Let's approach this time of goodbye in the way that it was created to be, as a spiritual practice. And like many spiritual practices, it doesn't pretend to be an easy thing to do. It takes intention and commitment and a full awareness of that act. One of my favorite poets is Rumi, and he said it well when he wrote, "Goodbyes are only for those who love with their eyes, because for those who love with heart and soul, there is no such thing as separation." There is much of you, Allie. I don't know why Paul didn't do this part. That cannot and never will be separated from Southport Congregational Church. The impact of your personality, your knowledge, your ministry has changed all of us in good ways. And we will carry you forward with us, and you will be a part of everything that is SCC, and we will add a verse about you to our song from this day on. So as we say goodbye, we are also proclaiming our faith and our belief that as we part, God is with all of us in this. And as you, and you as the traveler, cannot be held back. You have adventures to discover. You have mountains to climb. You have valleys to walk through. You have rivers to ford and oceans to travel. And I really, when I wrote this, was about to burst into singing, "Climb Every Mountain," but I'm refraining. I'm refraining. And most importantly, you have a very deep and loving and valid ministry, then faith to share with others. And they are so lucky and so blessed that they will have you as lucky and as blessed as we have been. And so as we say goodbye to this part of our time with you, we look forward to sharing your ordination and celebrating your next calling to a church. And we know that this leaving is essential to your growth and to the plans that God has for you. Because it is only by leaving us here that you can arrive in the next place that God has been readying for you. And so, Allie Marie Kralovic Kircher, we release you from any and all future ministry, with the exception of the next 2 weeks of mission trips, to Southport Congregational Church and its members. And in so doing, we open to you all the possibilities that God has readied for you and that are awaiting you somewhere. And we send you off with the same joy, because this is joy, and song in your heart that Bilbo Baggins went with when he sang the walking song, "The Road Goes Ever On." Still, this is Lord of the Rings. "Still round the corner there may wait a new road or a secret gate. And though I oft have passed them by, a day will come at last when I shall take the hidden paths that run west of the moon and east of the sun." So Allie, may God bless you in all the steps of your journey. May you find all those hidden paths. May you find the secrets of love and joy that are here for you with God. And may you know that just as God is with you, so are we. And so I ask all of you to join me in saying the true meaning of the word goodbye. God be with you. Ready? God be with you. Amen. God of all beginnings, middles, and ends, we come to you today with quieted hearts and open souls. From the moment you knitted us in our mother's womb to the moment we take our final breath, you are with us. And for most of our days, you walk beside us to support us as we move through our daily rituals. But in times of trouble, you walk behind us to encourage us on. And in times of confusion, you walk in front of us to lead us to where we need to go. Because you never leave us, God. Not for one moment. And what an awesome gift that is. So understanding you are here with us now, we ask you to bless each of us with your grace and wisdom. And we take a moment to offer our prayers of thanksgiving for each child and teen who is sitting in this church today. Because in your holy book, God, it says, start children off in the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. And so we thank you, God, that the children and youth who are here love you and have chosen you above all else, of all other places they could be.
we take a moment to offer our prayers for the parents of our children. It is a complex and demanding world we are raising our children in. Forces are at work that are trying to undermine parents, to force them to believe that cultural norms are more important than your norms, that sports are more important than faith, that secular education is more important than religious education, that success is more important than integrity. These are powerful forces and messages, God, and we need you with us every day to help us to stay on your path. The only path that will ultimately lead to the happiness and wholeness and love that we all seek. And we recognize, God, that our world is full of stress and anxiety, not only for us adults, but for our children and our teens. And so we ask you to remind each one of us that we don't need to be full of stress and anxiety when we place our trust in you, because you promise to pick up our troubles and to help us carry them. And one of the greatest things about you, God, is if we have wandered from you or forgotten you, or we have missed your offer for help, or we no longer recognize you and what you have to offer, that you are always there, and all we need to do is turn and look another way, to open our heart, to feel your love. And we will see you and feel you there. Because you alone, God, are our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trial. And so with deepest gratitude and love, we give you our thanks, God, and pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.